Hello, and welcome to How to Be a Better DM, the official podcast of Monsters.Rent. My name is Tanner Wayland, and together we're going to learn about how to be the best DMs we can for our players by writing amazing stories and going on incredible adventures. And today's topic, it's a little bit less about how those adventures specifically and more about the players. Because they're the ones that fill out the adventure with their personality, with the good times that we're having. But I find that a lot of times players have a hard time advocating for themselves. And so we're going to talk about that. What do I mean by advocate, in case you're wondering? So I see a lot of times where players don't feel like what they say can impact either your DMing style or the adventure at large. And that's because they don't feel like they can advocate for themselves, right? And you'll see kind of DMs trying to prompt this by essentially dragging the advice or the feedback from the players by going to them after a session and being like, hey, how was that? And that kind of like, it opens it up, obviously. But the golden point that you want to get to is getting to the point where players feel like they can just bring it up themselves. They don't have to wait, right? That's where you want to get to because, I mean, if they don't get to that, let's think about the bad things that happen. First off, they're going to only rely on you to reach out to them, which just makes more work for you, right? You having to make time and contact them and also like essentially your players feeling like backseat, uninvolved people in the adventure, that sucks as well. It leads to them and you becoming frustrated, bored. It makes the game feel stagnant, frankly, because growth is one of the best things about an adventure. Not only should the players' characters grow, but you and the way you tell the story should grow right alongside them. And while you can't kill monsters and get XP to level up that way, your XP comes from the advice of the people that you're running through the camp. So what are some of the things that make it so that players can't advocate for themselves? Obviously, you got ego and pride, right? I'm not going to dismiss that because a lot of DMs have a hard time taking feedback. It makes you feel like they're attacking you personally, or your skills, which I mean, yeah, I mean, they might be critiquing your skills, but that's how skills get better, right? Sometimes it's that the DM has written such an inflexible and railroaded story that maybe players feel like, oh, I could comment and maybe he'll do something about his DMing style, but the story is kind of locked in. I can't change it. I guess I'm on for the ride or until I get bored and I just quit, right? Also, I think that there's an issue that a lot of players feel like there's no predetermined path or precedence for advocacy, right? Either like you don't communicate between sessions with them. And so they're like, oh, I guess I just show up at the next session and maybe afterwards I'll have a second to chat and be like, hey, could you change this? But a lot of times, a session can go long and players end up leaving right after. And they just feel like, oh, there's not a time or space for me to leave my critique, my feedback. And that, especially for shy players or introverts who, coming and playing and playing a character is about as much as they can do, them critiquing you and your DMing style could feel like a step too far for them if you haven't essentially laid out the red carpet for them and been like, hey, I want feedback. Here's how you do it. But let's talk about some of the tips for how you can advocate for players by helping them advocate for themselves. But before we get to that, let's talk about the sponsor of this episode, Magic Mind. I actually work at a job where we have a refrigerator filled with drinks, and they're mostly, like you'd expect, super caffeinated energy drinks, very sugary, and it's obvious why, right? The people at my job who are coming in, they're tired in the morning, they're looking for a boost during the day, and they go to that. But a lot of them also complain about how sugary it is, how dependent they are on it, and they only complain about their dependence on it because they know it's not the healthiest for them. And that's honestly why I'm really a fan of Magic Mind, because it's something that I can take and I have taken it, and it makes me feel a lot more energized and focused, but I never feel guilty. It's a little shot and it's got great just ingredients, right? It's got vitamins, it's got matcha, which is a much more effective way of getting caffeine. It's also got various adaptogens and nootropics that really help, you know, improve your attention span, and it gets you energy, and you don't need to feel guilty about just downing a bunch of very sugary drinks just to get a little bit of energy. And so I highly recommend it. And in fact, it's even easier to get than you'd expect. Starting in January, they actually open in all Sprouts farmers markets throughout the country. So if you have a Sprouts nearby, honestly, can't recommend it enough. Stop by and get a little potion of Magic Mind. That's what we call it. They call it, you know, little shot. But either way, can't recommend it enough. And guess what? Once you fall in love with it, the same as we have, you can actually get a discount for a subscription. Go to magicmind.com/Jan, J-A-N, Better DM, and use our code BetterDM20, and you can get up to 40% off of your subscription. And that means that, you know, you're getting that little shot of energy and that focus that doesn't need to make you feel guilty every day, and it's delivered right to your house. So once again, go to magicmind.com/Jan, Better DM, and use our code BetterDM20 to get yours today. Now, let's get back to the topic at hand, players advocating for themselves. Here's some tips that I think, you know, you might be doing some of them, but if you do it together, you're really going to create a culture of advocacy that you just can't deny the importance of. First, you gotta communicate between every session, at least once, right? Players need to know that, like, hey, I'm going to get a chance to give my 2 cents every session, or at least between every session. And if that happens, they're going to see, first off, okay, the DM cares. They wouldn't ask every week if I had any feedback if they didn't want it. And second, it's going to give them a time to think about their feedback post-session so that they actually have constructive feedback. And it's just a nice ritual that you can have between each session. And I think that you're going to really enjoy having that. It's going to up your DM game and make it so that they feel like you advocate for them every time. It's going to up your DM game so much because your players are going to be like, hey, it's expected. We kind of have a pattern of feedback improvement. And on that note, it's really important that you actually do implement their advice, because if you're sitting there asking for, like, hey, how could I get better? And then week after week, it's not getting better. Then what can you expect, right? That's not going to build confidence in your abilities or your actual like willingness to accept that advice. So you've got to implement it, take notes, make plans, and then, you know, act. But also when you're getting that advice, try and get it as specific as you can. And, you know, if they don't have anything right then, like, let's say that, okay, you had a session on Tuesday, on Thursday, you reach out, you're like, hey, how was that session for you? How can I improve? And they're like, oh no, it's great. Or maybe this, but I'm not sure. Then give them the space and be like, okay, I'm actually really curious about that and about how I could improve. I know that you're typically easy to please, but if you can think of anything, could you, you know, take a week and let me know, you know, jot down some ideas and, you know, jot down some ideas for how you could improve. And if you ask the players this, then that gives them time and an expectation that, like, hey, I really, really want this feedback. And I'm not just giving you a chance to be like, oh no, I'm good. But you actually are genuinely seeking for advice. So, you know, treat this as if it was as if you were a manager and you're like, oh, hey, I want constructive feedback. Get it to me within a week. If you kind of treat it like that, then the players are going to have more time and motivation to give you some really useful advice. But it's also important when they give that advice, aside from implementing it, don't take it harshly, because not all players are as measured, I guess I'll say, in their tones and in the way that they phrase things. So there's a chance that you could get your feelings hurt, like a strong chance, where they're like, oh, I don't really like, I don't feel really drawn in by how you tell, you know, cutscenes, essentially, or how you explain the setting. And guess what? That kind of hurts, that like, oh, you've been putting in this effort to explain, you know, this waterfall that they had a huge fight at. And apparently that was just poorly done. So, you know, don't get your feelings hurt. Realize that like, oh yeah, it's, you know, maybe a little bit of that pain is you feeling your limits as of now. But as you push those limits, as you improve based on this feedback, then you're going to see like, hey, any amount of discomfort I got while I was receiving that feedback, that's A-okay. In the end, it actually helped me improve it, because I felt that need to improve and I understood that I actually was lacking there. So make sure to not take criticism too personally or harshly, and it's going to be a lot easier of a time receiving it. Now, another thing kind of in line with implementing their advice, it's also important that you give them like an opportunity to choose bigger things in the adventure. So for example, let's say that you have a player and she's a little bit more on the shy side, and she doesn't love, you know, pitching in, or maybe she would, but she, you know, the other players are a little bit more outspoken, a little bit more into it, quote unquote, in terms of them just speaking up a lot more. And maybe she doesn't feel like she has that voice or that space to choose and be like, oh, I'd actually like to go on this quest. And so a way to make it so that she or any player that you might know who's like this, a way to make it so that they feel like, hey, I actually have impact and I can advocate for myself and be like, hey, I want to do this. The way to do that is to like pick out players, maybe by turns, you know, going around, ring around the rosy type thing, in terms of like, oh, okay, you choose the next quest, or oh, it's a bigger decision if this or this happens, talk it out. And then finally, like, you look at that player and be like, the NPC asks you specifically, what do you want to do? And that's a great way for them to know that like, oh, I have real power, I have real say. And that's not only going to help in the story, but it's also going to help them advocate and speak up in other ways too. And finally, I think it's really important to thank them for their feedback, right? When you implement feedback and you find that like, oh my goodness, combat has gone so much more quickly, right? Or, oh, ever since I've focused on making my NPC and interactions more interesting in this specific way that a player suggested, then that's perfect, right? If you notice how it's improving your gameplay, thank the player for it. Be like, hey, I really appreciate that you told me about that, because I did feel like I was in a bit of a rut. My NPC voices were all the same. And they also had very similar types of conversations and just wasn't very enthralling. And thank you for giving me that kick in the pants to learn about that. And so make sure to thank them, because that also is a way of them seeing like, oh, that advice didn't end up doing nothing. It actually became something important. I would love to share more advice in the future. And it's honestly that simple. You know, most of it is just like, hey, are you talking to your players regularly? And the stuff that they're telling you, are you implementing it? And then letting them know how you've implemented it and thanking them for that. If you're able to do that, then they're going to feel a lot better about it. You're going to feel a lot better about it. And like I mentioned at the start, you're going to find that you're leveling up right alongside the characters that, you know, your players are playing. And that's going to make for a much better game. And I can't recommend it enough. So go out there, talk with your players, get advice, even if it stings. And until next time, let's roll initiative.
Do you love these podcast episodes but aren't always able to listen to them? Do you learn better reading information rather than listening to it? Here's what you can do. Go to sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter, sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get tips and tricks sent directly to your inbox in written format that you can read and reference whenever you want. You'll get tips that we don't share on the podcast and bonus techniques that, frankly, no one has ever heard before. Again, sessionzerostudios.com/newsletter and get those free tips and techniques right to your inbox every week.